Belated, but nevertheless, happy birthday to Alaska, this great land. What you have accomplished in your 30 years of statehood is something all Alaskans can be proud of. I thank all of you again for this very warm greeting here at Elmendorf. Elmendorf has long served as the departure point for presidents en route to the Far East. And I want it to serve as an arrival point for a president to come fishing in this great state. But nevertheless, as I make my first journey to Asia as president of the United States, I'm especially pleased to draw on this fantastic support and your obvious good wishes. My only regret is that I will not have an opportunity, at least on this trip, to see Alaska in all its glory. After all, there's nothing quite like the fur rondy. I know that it's been a bitter winter, even by Alaskan standards. As one Alaskan put it, it's not too bad at 45 below, but 60 below takes it out of a fella. I'll take his word for it. But from what I've heard, any battle between Alaskans and the elements is no contest. The cold is no match for the vibrant sense of community that all Alaskans share. And we often think of frontier values, you know, as being summed up in the phrase rugged individualism. Now, I'm sure Alaskans possess plenty of both, but the real frontier creed, as all of you know, is the community. And that is the key. And whether it's the Alaskan Native or the families whose forebears came here generations ago or the last arriving newcomer from the lower 48, you stand ready to welcome all into the family of Alaskans. Adverse conditions bring out the best in Alaskans. When the temperature drops, you close ranks. Pull together, pitch in. And that's the American spirit at its very best, and it's an inspiration to us all. In the minds of most Americans, Alaska is our last frontier, vast, untamed, with plenty of room for opportunity and optimism. And at the same time, Alaska is a vital source of energy for the nation as a whole. Alaska's abundant resources, in all their diversity, are indeed a sacred trust. But I am convinced that our natural resources can be developed without spoiling our environment. The plan to open the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge meets these twin objectives. And I know, as a businessman and formerly and now as President of the United States, that we can and must develop our energy resources for the sake of economic development and particularly for the sake of the national security of the United States. There is no dependence. There is too much dependence on foreign oil as it is.
Well, President Bush appears to be warming up the state of Alaska with his remarks this afternoon. The president making that speech during a stopover in Anchorage, Alaska, while en route to Japan for the funeral of Emperor Hirohito.